Track 22. Unit 5. Listening 2. Urbanization.
Right, everyone, let's begin. I'd like to introduce the topic we're going to be discussing this week, and that's urbanization. By urbanization, I mean the movement of people from the countryside to the city. And those people are moving in very large numbers. Some scholars say this movement from rural to urban is the biggest migration in human history. Well, that's a big claim, but the statistics are very compelling. Between now and the end of the 21st century, about 3 billion people will move from the village to the city. That's 3 billion with a B. Right now, about 50% of the world's people live in cities, but by 2050, that number will be about 70%.
So...
Yes, Diana?
Sorry, I was just wondering why so many people move to cities. Is there one main reason for it?
Okay, I'll get to that. But let me finish this point first. Right. Urbanization is happening very quickly and dramatically. Let me just give you some statistics to illustrate this point. In the year 1950, there were 86 cities with more than a million people. That's 86 for the whole world. Today, there are 400. India has 35 of these cities. China has 166. One of those Chinese cities is Shenzhen. That's where the iPhone and other high-tech devices are made. Over 14 million people live there today. In 1980, it was a little fishing village of 25,000. The city's population is still increasing. Now, Diana wants to know whether there is one main cause of urbanization. The answer is simple. Life in a rural village is not easy. I know we see pictures of rural Asia or Africa and think, wouldn't it be wonderful to live there? Life must be so much simpler. Well, in fact, there are about 1 billion people in the world now who are living on less than $1 a day. And 3/4 of them are small farmers in agricultural villages. Think about that statistic for a second. $1 a day isn't much. There's poverty, hunger, and disease in the village, and people don't live as long. Of course, moving to the city is not easy. A lot of these migrants are living in slums. About 1 billion people, in fact, according to the UN. That's a lot. These places can be crowded, dirty, and sometimes dangerous, but they also do a lot of good for people. For one thing, some so-called slums are really not that bad. There may not be clean water, but there is cable TV, internet access, and access to public transportation. And more importantly, the slum is where your network is. People from your village are already there. These connections can help you find a job, loan you money to start a business, mind your kids while you're working, and so on. And the houses may be small and simple, but in a lot of cases, the people actually own them. In some slums, the rate of home ownership is as high as 85%. In addition to this, it's important to note that not all megacities have these issues. Shenzhen, for instance, is a totally planned city. Most of the workers there live in dormitories in the factories. Another interesting fact about urbanization in China is that the vast majority of the factory workers are female. This is just one example of how urbanization is increasing opportunities for women around the world. So, even though there are some concerns about urbanization, it can have some very positive effects. In fact, I'd say it's mostly positive. Number one, it has lifted millions and millions of people out of poverty. Although some areas of these cities are very poor, the people who arrive there often move into the middle class, or at least their children do. Also, the migrants in the city send money back to the villages, a lot of money, actually, $250 billion a year, according to one estimate. And here's one more thing to consider. People in cities have smaller families, and thanks to public transportation, they use less energy. Because of urbanization, in 2050, the world's population will actually start to decrease. That is great news for the environment, for global warming, and for a number of other issues we face in the future.